Past and now. What is the past? What is the now? How would you define each of these? How often do you truly experience being in the now? In what ways does this differ from being held hostage and indelibly influenced by the past? When you are operating from the past, you are living as if you are a robot. You are not free to choose. You are not clear enough to attune to your intuition. Essentially, you are being run by filters developed in the murkiness of your unprocessed past. To understand this, let's observe the critical workings of your physical process of digestion, literally of food and drink. Then we'll transfer this, for it is the same principle at play, to your budding comprehension of your non-physical process of digestion, of your life experiences. This fresh perspective will enable you to digest both your present and your past. For you and every other human being has been taught to create a past. Digestion. When you are keenly attuned to the innate body of your wisdom, you A. eat only when your body asks you to. B. eat only what your body asks you to. C. eat only as much as your body asks you to. All of these require stillness, your ability to listen to, respect, and act on subtle signals that your body communicates to you. How many people do you know who honestly proclaim that they live by this innate body wisdom? Are you one of these? Because we all grow up mirroring the behaviors that are modeled, typically without any awareness whatsoever, by those around us. We have learned how to not listen to our body's innate wisdom. The result? Most of us, A, eat when we're not actually hungry, hunger being the body's signal that it physiologically requires more nourishment. B, eat foods and beverages that our body isn't actually asking for. C, eat well beyond our body's signals of being full. Without sensitivity to these innate communication signals direct from our body's own intelligence, we have grossly overridden its cues. Our mindless behavior leads to gaining weight, developing clogged digestive systems literally lined with undigested food, and developing diseases as a result of our sluggish and congested body processes. The result? An accelerating epidemic in our society of obesity and its multi-related health and thus economic infrastructure and relationship stresses. In contrast, when we do attune to our body's natural wisdom, we notice the distinction between hunger signals and nervousness, agitation, fear, guilt, shame, and all sorts of other reasons why people eat. When we do attune to our body's natural wisdom, we attune to what our body is actually asking for. It knows what nutrients it needs, and so it gives us cues in the form of healthy desires, directing us to the best sources from which to gain these. When we do attune to our body's natural wisdom, we notice when we are feeling nourished, a point well before feeling full. When we do attune to our body's natural wisdom, we don't accrue a load of undigested food, the analogous parallel to an undigested past. What does this mean? Imagine a garbage truck. Cruising a city neighborhood, it is commissioned to pick up masses of garbage from hundreds of houses before it heads to the dump to unload it. How does this vehicle possibly carry so much? Have you ever seen what it does from time to time to cram this much in? It compacts it. Just like a metal scrapyard that takes old automobiles and squishes them, the garbage truck compacts, compresses, and fossilizes trash to fit as much as possible into a limited space. It compresses it beyond its freedom to move about, as in sedimentary rock. Your body does this too. Imagine this. What happens when you begin to eat a next meal before your digestive system has completed digesting the previous meal you sent down the pipes? In other words, what happens when you begin to eat a next meal before your digestive system has given you an "I am hungry now" signal? It compacts the undigested part of the past meal or meals in order to attend to what is now. Ask any colonics therapist, any intestinal surgeon, and they will confirm this. You have thousands of part meals of undigested food compacted in you. So, what happens to this unprocessed food? It ferments. It rots. Could you, if you really, really wanted to, and if you really, really tried hard to, Identify in that digesting soup what originated from what meal? For instance, could you identify a piece of lettuce that originated from your lunchtime salad 2 days ago? No, it's all merging and fermenting together. That's when it's active, when it's still alive in the digestive process. When it is compacted, it's like sedimentary rock. It becomes inert, asleep, numb. Let's translate this now to life experience. Many people have never contemplated this. You need to digest your life experience just as you need to digest the food you consume. When you don't, you accrue a past. It's that simple. So what is life experience? It is everything that you encounter, everything that you interface with, everything you experience, everything that affects you, even in the minutest way. Ideas, stimuli, heat, cold, opportunities, meetings, disturbances, elations, losses, ecstasies, wins, triumphs, ambiguities, longings, loves. Now here's something really interesting. In your undigested life experiences soup, you have bits and bobs of joyous experiences too. It's not just the bad stuff, the tough stuff, like gristle or nutshells or corn husks or dense, hard to break down stuff. It's the good stuff too. Consider this. Has there ever been a time in your life when you haven't fully, absolutely, completely experienced to the last embers your joy about something? Have you ever put the lid on, nipped your excitement in the bud because someone else was suffering? Because you sensed you were being too loud? Because you suddenly felt shy? Because you questioned whether you deserved such happiness? Have you ever not fully lived the totality of your ecstasy? Your incomplete ecstasy, too, is festering in your undigested soup pot. What a loss. Unless it's fossilized, compacted, of course, in which case it's as good as dead. So when you, or I, for we all learned this via modeling the elders and others in our society, don't fully stay present with your experience in the now, when you don't fully digest what is happening now, you backlog it. Digestion is the process of sifting and sorting, of extracting the nutrients, that which is nourishing to the system that is digesting it, and of excreting the bulk. This is true with your life experiences too. Consider this. Every single moment, every single nano moment that you have rushed past your system's natural timing of digesting an experience and have allowed the next experience or series of simultaneous experiences and stimuli to rush on in, you have effectively backlogged time. You have stored it, unprocessed inside of you. This is the creation of the past in you. It is this simple, and it is unavoidable, unless you learn how to completely digest your life experiences in the now. Digesting your life experience fully and completely is not only possible, it is essential. For if we, individually and collectively, continue to carry dead weight around inside of us, we can't swim in the great ocean of life. With dead weight inside of us, as individuals and as a species, we drown.